This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.
It's kind of a sad reality that some seniors will have to forego their independence just because they can no longer get downstairs to the grocery store, or because it's difficult, or because transportation options are limited, or because they can't afford a taxi every month or every 2 weeks. And so these are some of the factors that are at play when considering, when we're looking at programs like the Friendly Neighbor Hotline.
That's Craig Madu, a research analyst at Open Lab and the program manager for the Friendly Neighbor Hotline, a project that Craig has been overseeing for a year now. The hotline's toll-free number is 1-855-581-9580, and service is available in 180 languages. Right now, the hotline is only available to Torontonians over the age of 55 living in low-income housing.
Open Lab is a design and innovation lab based out of Toronto General Hospital. So we're a part of UHN. And we do a variety of work. Although we are in the healthcare system, we do a lot of work in the community. We specialize in what's known as participatory design. And what that means is that, we work directly with the groups of individuals within their own spaces and their own communities. I specifically work in the seniors vertical, so working a lot with older adults all across the city.
Craig tells me that the hotline is meant to connect seniors in a way that is familiar to them.
So the Friendly Neighbor Hotline is part of our response to the COVID-19 pandemic. And to put it simply, it's a network of volunteers spanning the entire city of Toronto. So that includes Scarborough and Etobicoke. And then it's Steele south of the lake, who said, we're willing to shop and deliver groceries to seniors in our local neighborhoods.
While technology is a great way for folks to connect, seniors might not have the latest devices or the know-how to operate them. By launching a fairly low-tech hotline, Craig and the team at Open Lab hope to bridge that digital divide. Over the year that they've been taking calls, Craig tells me that they've been supporting Toronto seniors in more ways than one.
In addition to some of those basic deliveries, what we do with our volunteers is also try to wrap around existing services and existing initiatives and provide support because we have just a lot of folks. And to that end, we've supported the MLSC food delivery, which was happening early on in the pandemic with Toronto Community Housing. We've helped to do PPE packaging and delivery as well to vulnerable seniors. We did hot meal deliveries over the holidays. And now we're also helping to support vaccine outreach in some of the TCH seniors buildings, where they just need a couple more boots on the ground to knock on doors and get people signed up to be vaccinated, as well as to support the clinical teams in observation and some of the administrative work required in administering the vaccines.
Open Lab has three interrelated labs: the Complex Care Lab, Experience Lab, and the NORC Lab, which is home to the Friendly Neighbor Hotline. NORC is an acronym for Naturally Occurring Retirement Communities. NORCs are apartment, co-op, and condo buildings that were not originally built for seniors, but have become home to a high density of older adults. As mentioned on the NORC Lab website, when seniors live right next door to one another, separated by just a wall or a ceiling, it opens up the possibility of redesigning services to make use of these natural densities and deliver a more expansive notion of care. Alongside the hotline, NORC Lab runs programs to turn these spaces into vibrant communities and to empower its senior residents with knowledge and resources. With the Friendly Neighbor Hotline, the immediate need that's being addressed is food security. Craig tells me about the impact they've made in just 1 year.
We managed to do just under 25,000 deliveries, which is like 12,000 individual seniors. And again, these are just very basic items, groceries and essential items like medications, household cleaners, things like that.
And none of that would be possible without the folks that volunteer at the Friendly Neighbor Hotline. Craig says that their volunteer team is made up of 700 people right now.
We sent the first call out on March 13th, 2020, basically looking to recruit a couple of volunteers. And overnight, we had just about 150 individuals sign up. Over the course of the weekend, that doubled to about 300. And by the end of the month, we had well over 1,000 individuals that submitted applications.
Volunteers have to apply through Open Lab to ensure the safety of seniors. In our conversation, Craig mentions that seniors have become a common target for phone scams, especially during the pandemic. So they take their volunteer applications very seriously at Open Lab.
I think when you look at volunteerism, a lot of the people who do volunteer are people who are maybe close to retirement, who have retired and When the pandemic hit, those are the folks most at risk, so they can no longer volunteer. Our volunteer base, I think, demonstrates a new wave or a new paradigm in volunteerism. We have a lot of university students. We have a lot of folks with young families, early career individuals who are volunteering their time on a, you know, fairly, let's say a fairly casual basis, because it's not as if we're doing, everyone is doing delivery every day. But, you know, they've stepped up, and a lot of them are working this into their daily life. You know, they'll say, oh yeah, I'll do it on my lunch break, or, you know, I'm out doing errands on Saturday, I'll grab it then. And, you know, when very understandable barriers comes up, like, you know, my kids are going back to school, or, you know, someone is sick, I have to care for them, they do feel quite apologetic for not being able to help these seniors. And I think it really shows that, you know, there are a lot of people in Toronto that are willing to help. And I think they've really become activated as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic.
While food security is the immediate need addressed by the Friendly Neighbor Hotline, like many of the NORC Lab projects, it's also ultimately about helping seniors age in their homes for as long as they can.
In order for seniors to remain in aging in place, it's not complicated. What they require is supports with what would be called as the activities of daily living. So very simple stuff, you know, getting groceries, rides to the doctor's appointment, help filling out forms, tech support, things like that. The reality is that, you know, in past generations, a lot of these tasks would be taken up by adult children. But the reality is that, you know, adult children are working, are having kids later in life. They're working longer hours. They're moving farther away as a result of the housing market. And they simply aren't, and through no fault of their own, they're no longer available in the same capacity as they were before. And so without sort of those informal supports, what are seniors to do in order to actually remain in their homes?
If you or a loved one is interested in accessing the hotline, Craig shares some information on eligibility.
The folks that we serve on the hotline are, we define as low-income seniors living in the Toronto area. We define seniors as being 55 plus, because that's what Toronto Community Housing does. And so just to be inclusive of everyone within their care. And we don't sort of means test for low income, but we use proxy measures. So if anyone living in subsidized housing, assisted living, if you're on OW, ODSP, guaranteed income program, things like that. So as long as you're 55 plus and also meet one of those other criteria, you're welcome to call into our service. If you do believe that you qualify as low income but aren't sure, and you are over 55, give us a call and we'll work with you to figure that out. And if we can't help you, we'll try to connect you with a group that probably can.
And if you're interested in supporting the Friendly Neighbor Hotline, they're always looking for volunteers across Toronto, including Etobicoke and Scarborough, and they're accepting donations.
If anyone is interested in volunteering with us or also making donations, they can go to uhnopenlab.ca/hotline, which is where our information about the hotline is. So if they want to actually learn more or get a copy of our poster, if they want to sign up, if they want to donate, everything's there.
This is Sam Darmacena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.
I want to say maybe on a weekly basis, we get stories of seniors just thanking us about for helping them, for reaching out. You know, we've had seniors that have been with us for over a year now, and many of them expressed that if they didn't have us, they don't know what they would have done over the last year. You know, we had one senior who, there's a standing invitation for all of us to go to her house once the pandemic is over, and she's going to make us traditional Greek food. So this sort of long table Greek style dinner. We had another senior who used to be a costume designer and said that she has several old costumes that she wants to turn into masks for all of the volunteers. You know, these seniors are very gracious and really are appreciative, you know.